We've decided to pick a block of Malbec today.
It's harvest season across much of the West, but the wine grapes in Washington are late, by about 2 weeks.
So we're gonna go check out how the picking's going.
That's Charlie Hoppes. He owns Fidelitas Winery in Richland. We're at the Red Mountain American Viticulture Area, looking out at more than 2,000 acres of vineyard vines and grapes that are ready or nearly ready for harvest.
The crop was heavy, but there was still like a lot of green berries and green clusters sort of left behind, which and this latest is really unusual. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Growers like Hoppes had many challenges to deal with this season, from record-breaking heat, little rain, and smoke from nearby wildfires. That smoke can seep into the fruit, giving the wine produced from them an ashy and smoky flavor. While they haven't been as bad this year, the wildfires of 2020 blanketed states across the West.
We had a week in September there where we didn't see the sun, and it's always a concern. And having, you know, WSU and Tom Collins and right here has helped us a lot trying to tackle the issue.
In his office at Washington State University's Wine Science Center, Professor Tom Collins is preparing for his next enology class. He's studied how smoke exposure affects grapes for years and just submitted the team's most recent findings to the journal Nature.
In a nutshell, what this first paper is to say, we've identified this class compounds and we think we know how they get there.
And if you know what causes the smoky flavors, he says scientists can work on how to remove them from the wine. Back at Fidelitas Winery, enologist Rebecca Albert had to do a lot of work to mitigate the damaged grapes from the 2020 vintage. But removing the smoke compounds is a delicate balancing act.
I'm kind of tasting what the wine and the juice taste like to be like, well, I can use this yeast on it. Well, the sugars are really high, so the alcohol is going to be really high. I can't use this yeast. So there's a lot more like decisions to be made with numbers, but also with taste.
Creating blends of different grape types was one way winemakers salvaged the 2020 harvest. Fidelitas winemaker Mitch Fenor is glad the researchers have made strides in identifying the smoky compounds, but...
I think now the next big question is, how do we specifically remove those from wine once they are there? Or is there things that can be done in the vineyard to prevent the smoke compounds from getting into the grapes?
Tom Collins has some thoughts on that, too. Most of us are familiar with the airnow.gov website to check air quality during wildfire season. He says a lot of those sensors are in towns to assess risk to human health.
Because of topographical differences, wind direction, whatever, we think it's important to have sensor networks that are in places where agriculture is happening.
The sensors monitor weather conditions, the location of wildfires, and make predictions about where the smoke might end up. This could help growers better prepare and make decisions about when to harvest wine grapes. Nearly 100 sensors are spread throughout vineyards in California, Oregon, and Washington.
So up and down the Yakima Valley, Lake Chelan, Wallack Slope, Royal Slope, Walla Walla, you know, we're hitting all the major growing areas. We'll have some down in the Columbia Gorge later before the season ends.
The goal, he says, is to have as many people as they can looking into this issue and coming up with answers the industry and wine drinkers are looking for. Cheers! I'm Lauren Patterson in Richland, Washington.